Emily, what kinds of things will the agencies be expected to do?
Well, so Trump is expected to sign this executive order today. We don't know if he has actually signed it yet. We're getting some mixed messages from the White House, but this is the plan. And the goal of this order is to direct the U.S. government to prioritize artificial intelligence in research and development spending. So it's called the American AI Initiative, and I think it's no coincidence this is happening amidst a trade war between the United States and China. There are concerns that China's ambitions to dominate AI could leave the U.S. behind, and so this order will, it doesn't actually outline specific funding goals, but it aims to ensure that AI develops in a way that will push training of the future workforce and also reflect U.S. values.
And actually, that what you said about China leads into our next question, which is what's behind this order? Is it concerns about China?
I think that definitely has something to do with it. The Chinese government has made has multiplied their investments in AI by 10 times. So they are investing heavily in this. They've got companies deploying machine learning systems to update their banking systems, to improve facial recognition technology in crowds, drones. There's certainly a concern that China is ahead in the implementation of AI. Now, some of the experts will say that the U.S. is ahead in research in AI, and so they actually have a lot to offer each other. Here in the United States, there's a lot of concerns about actual intellectual property theft on the part of the Chinese, and those concerns have ratcheted up over the last year. And so this is President Trump presumably putting a stake in the ground for the United States.
You had mentioned training our future workforce. What kind of implications does AI have for potentially disruption to workers?
Well, there's the big question, will robots take all our jobs? But, you know, many experts believe that's the wrong question to be asking. The right question to be asking is, will robots share our values? That artificial intelligence, machine learning won't necessarily take jobs away from humans, but it might redistribute certain kinds of tasks, but there will still be plenty of work to go around. The question is, how is this artificial intelligence being programmed? Who's programming it? And what are these humans telling the machines to do? You know, a lot of my work has centered around the tech workforce being mostly male dominated, and certainly it's important to make sure that there's, you know, people of a diversity of backgrounds building this kind of intelligence, building this kind of technology, if it's going to be even more powerful in our future lives.